After the North Bay fires, our community faced the difficult task of cleaning up the devastation of burnt homes and businesses. We spoke with Steve Kalanog, the Federal On-Scene Coordinator for the US EPA, about the challenges of toxic waste disposal following a natural disaster.
When we talk about household hazardous waste, the fire damages their containers, so they're released to the environment. And then you've got the effect of fire to these chemicals. Fire will cause chemicals to change in their property, so it presents a wide range of concerns and risks. There's a considerable amount of toxic waste out there that we had to collect. In addition, there was also asbestos in many of these homes, because many of these homes were built before 1989, when asbestos was regularly used in construction materials. So there is a range of concerns that we were and are working with our counterpart agencies and the communities in addressing and mitigating the risk to the communities and the environment.
How is this debris being tested?
There's a variety of different screening and monitoring and sampling types of techniques that EPA and other agencies are implementing in the course of doing the various types of tasks we're doing. We're looking for mercury and volatile organics, radiation, and things like that. With asbestos, as you may be aware, asbestos is an airborne risk, and so we will be doing air. We are doing air monitoring in the course of doing our asbestos removal activities.
How long do you think it will take to remove all the debris?
You know, in our work with the Army Corps of Engineers, who is tasked with the larger job of removing all the fire debris, it is a long, a big job. Currently, they are hoping to be done later this spring. But there are factors that come to bear on the ability to conduct work in that time frame. You know, certainly weather, availability of equipment and people to do the work. You know, the logistics of getting all the workers here and having all the construction equipment. EPA completed their removal of household hazardous waste in just about Thanksgiving.
That's excellent.
And because we had completed that task rather quickly, we were able to and were asked to take on the asbestos work. We began that in early December, and I'm anticipating we'll be nearing the end of completing the asbestos removal work late February, early March. The larger debris removal being done by the Army Corps of Engineers will go on past that. And like I said, they're shooting for sometime in the spring.
Steve Kalanog, the Federal On-Scene Coordinator for the US EPA. For the North Bay Report, I am Sujata Srivastava.